Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
I see you still. Try. We can make it to Mars. Leave a fire in the dark. Maybe find a place out in the stars. Don't try and blow each other up. We can make it to Mars. Leave a fire in the dark. Maybe find a place out in the stars. Don't try and blow each other up. Try. We can make it to Mars. Leave a fire in the dark. Maybe find a place out in the stars. Don't try and blow each other up. We can make it to Mars. Leave a fire in the dark. Maybe find a place out in the stars. Don't try and blow each other up.
Lady Love live on Human Crafted Radio. That was their original song called Mars off of the EP Alive. And we are joined by Travis. You have a great voice, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, that song's close to my heart because I actually signed my family up to be on the first group to colonize Mars as soon as it's ready to go.
Awesome.
And we're on the waiting list.
Okay. All right. I think I need to get on that waiting list too. How'd you do it? I mean, I need to know.
I know people
okay,
in NASA.
Right.
No, that's a great song, man. Yeah, we've been spinning that one here at KX93.5, and I really dig your EP, Alive. You guys are on tour right now.
Yeah.
And I heard that your band was supposed to be here, but your van had some troubles, which is a little ironic because you're called Van Lady Love.
I know. You'd think we'd be invincible, right, with our van, but
yes,
unfortunately not.
The Van Lady is showing you no love right now. How'd you guys come up with that name?
That's a good question. It stems from my last name, actually, Van Hoff.
Okay.
And, you know, with some other founding members, it kind of just, I don't know, mashed some names together and it came out.
Nice, yeah. Nice. So Provo, Utah, you guys are... And one of my favorite places, I love Utah, I love Salt Lake City. I haven't spent a lot of time in Provo, but just Utah is a beautiful place. I'm sure you get a lot of inspiration out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love being up in the mountains, and so it's, you know, 5 minutes away from my house.
What's the local music scene like?
You know, down in Provo has actually got a really great music scene. There's a venue called Velour there, and they Corey Fox, the owner, he cultivates really good talent out of Provo. Like Neon Trees, they started at that venue.
Yep.
Imagine Dragons, when they were going to BYU, they started at that venue as well. And so it's a really good scene down there.
That's rad. Yeah, my mom went to BYU.
Oh, nice. That's
she
right.
Didn't start a band, though.
Oh, well, you know, maybe the music scene wasn't there yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to check that out next time I'm driving through. I go up to Salt Lake at least once a year, so we'll have to connect again. I'll come see a show out there. But right now, you guys have come to us. Your band is going to be here for your show on Wednesday at the Hotel Cafe.
Cross our fingers.
Yes. Well, you're working on it.
Yeah. No, they're driving down right now. So they got the van fixed. And
they have plenty of time. Yeah.
They've got time.
So that's this Wednesday, Hotel Cafe, mm-hmm. up in L.A. Great venue. Have you ever played out here before?
Yeah, we've actually played at Hotel Cafe
before. Oh, great.
And it's, cool. Yeah, it's a great venue, like you said. Like, it's a great vibe, great turnout, so, yeah.
Great sound, guys.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's this Wednesday. Who are you guys playing with?
That's a very good question.
Probably some
lineup is
local filler.
Yeah, I'm actually having.
It's actually me.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna. I thought we were waiting until we got to the venue to announce that.
No more surprises. All right. So, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Travis. Your last name's Van Hoff?
Yes.
And he is one third of the band Van Lady Love out of Provo, Utah. He is here to talk about their upcoming tour. They're playing a show in LA on Wednesday at the Hotel Cafe, and they just dropped an EP last year called Alive. He just performed a song off of that called Mars, a beautiful ballad. And I love your voice, man. So are you going to play another song for us? Do you have one in mind?
Yeah, I was going to play the title track, Alive.
Okay, I'd love to hear that. It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Here's Van Lady Love live in studio with their title track from their latest EP, Alive. Take it away.
I'm a beggar, a sinner.
passerby, but I won't lie.
Travis Van Hoff of Van Lady Love live on KX93.5. That was Alive, the title track off of their EP. And wow, that was powerful, man. Caught me off guard there a little bit.
That was
intense. A little too intimate and intense for me. I need to go take a walk around the block. I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just
cool.
kidding.
I'll take over for a second.
Let me get my bearings. Man, that was... I know our listeners are not in the room with us, but that was raw.
Well, thank you. I like it. That's a very good description of that.
Oh, man. So I'm sorry for calling you Tyler. It's Travis.
Yeah.
And let's give a shout out on that note to your other band members who are on their way out west for your show on mm-hmm. Wednesday at the Hotel Cafe. So who else we got in this band, Van Lady Love?
So we've actually just had some lineup changes. So we've got Steel... Sal Duty on bass, and he does like a lot of synth stuff as well. He runs Ableton Live and whatnot. And we've got Matt Wilson playing drums. He's not listed there on the site.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adrian Baldwin is playing guitar for us as well right now.
Cool. And I see that you and Steel share a favorite food of Mexican food. So.
Yeah,
I can see that because if you go to your website, I really dig this. If you go to the band, you have a little, picture of each of the members and then favorite song, favorite band, favorite food, zodiac symbol, interesting fact. And now I got to ask if yours is true. Were you really born with, were you really born with 12 toes?
I'll whip out my feet right now. I mean, I don't have the toes still, but I have scars on my feet. And I was born with 12 toes.
Wow.
I joke with my wife, so I guess, you know, when we decide to have children, they will have a 50% chance of being born with 12 toes because I was born with 12 toes.
So why do you have to get rid of two of them?
That's what I asked my parents. I mean, I don't know.
Is it balance or something?
I guess, man. They were worried that people would call me a freak. I don't know.
Well, you know what, man? You are a freak because you have a freakishly good voice.
Oh, thank you.
So, we're having... my fiance and I are having a boy in a month, and I haven't counted the toes, but I don't know. If he has 12, I'll know he's destined to be an amazing singer.
I think that's what it means, yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Travis Van Hoff of Van Lady Love. He's of that band out of Provo, Utah, and they are performing at Hotel Cafe up in LA on Wednesday night. Make sure to check them out. Van Lady Love, is that all like one word, like I see it here? Okay, Van Lady Love. You can you have a website here, vanladylove.com, and you have all the social medias and all that.
We got to it first. Nobody else was like, that's a cool name. So we got all the socials.
The dibs, yeah.
We're up on Spotify, on iTunes, on Amazon Music, and anywhere you can find music, we're there.
So you released Alive, your EP last year. Do you guys have any plans, or are you back in the studio? What's looking ahead for recording?
Well, we've been demoing out a lot of songs. We've been down here in LA writing with Andy Rose, a couple songs, and so I mean we're always wanting to be writing, and hopefully on the near horizon be coming out with some new music.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that. And I think we only planned for two songs, but I don't want to, you know, impose. But if you have another one, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, what do you want to play?
This next one, Neverland, is, this one's probably got the most streams and views and things like that online. So,
also off of Alive?
Yes.
Cool. All right, Travis Van Hoff of Van Lady Love. This is called Neverland. KX93.5. That was a live in studio performance by Travis Van Hoff of Van Lady Love. They're from Provo, Utah. And he is a Libra. His favorite movie is Remember the Titans, and he is married. So sorry, ladies. Thanks so much for that. That was a song called Neverland off of your EP Alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm really, really stoked that you came in today, and we're looking forward to hearing some of the new stuff as well as play more off of Alive.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. Is there anything else you want to let everybody know besides, you know, you got that show coming up on Wednesday up here in LA, but so that's at Hotel Cafe. And then you guys are playing up in San Francisco the following night at the Parkside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you got a date in Phoenix on the 11th. Where's the Lion's Lair?
You know, where that's the Lion's Den is. Wow, that's in Denver.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Cool. No. And then back in Utah on March 24th. And then you guys are heading out to South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it'll be my first time to South by. So it's going to be a good time.
Right on. Well, you guys have a blast. And we hope to see you at Hotel Cafe on Wednesday night.
Definitely.
And if you're just listening, make sure to check out Van Lady Love on all the social medias, vanladylove.com. And again, they're going to be at the Hotel Cafe second stage on Wednesday, March 8th, up in LA. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Cheers.